queer.
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 Queer. It is.
Ivan Hinton Teo is a name you should know, and you probably do know. He is the founder of Just Equal. That's just.equal, and website is equal.org.au. They are an LGBTIQ, or as we like to say here, diverse in gender and sexuality rights organisation, primarily at the moment in Australia with marriage equality. Ivan, thanks very much for your time.
No worries. Thanks for having me, Blair.
We were going to originally talk about in the conversation about a survey that I know PFLAG under Shelley Argent has put up through the SurveyMonkey website, asking people how best should we go if we have to deal with a plebiscite. Can you tell me anything about how that is ever going to work?
Well, the survey is one of the mechanisms that we use to make sure that we campaign as a reflection of the LGBTI community. When we set up Just Equal about 12 months ago, we thought it was incredibly important that whenever we do advocate on behalf of the LGBTIQ community, we do so after engagement. And so we've asked the LGBTI community several questions over the last 12 months on a variety of issues. The first being the plebiscite, of course, back in the day when it had reared its ugly head. And we wanted to make sure that we knew what the LGBTI community felt about that. Now, most recently, we want to know what their views are on this postal vote idea. Mm. We're pretty confident that that it's likely that they're not going to be mad keen on it, considering it is such an awful idea. It's fraught with difficulties. Clearly, it's not going to be representative of the overall community. It's going to be an opt-in mechanism that focuses quite firmly in the space of the older community, who are more likely to participate in a postal system than the younger generation. And clearly, we're concerned about the credibility of any outcome that this postal plebiscite might bring up, particularly for the fact that we have an operating democracy here. We have what's called representative democracy in Australia, where we elect MPs and senators, every 3 and 6 years, to represent the wishes of the broader community. And we've polled the Australian community for 13 years now on the issue of marriage equality, and for the last 10, every single poll has said that a majority of Australians support marriage equality. So the idea of actually going to the polls again to ask the broader community what their views are, it's just another delay tactic by our opponents. And it's clear that this is a tactic by opponents, because there isn't a single supporter of marriage equality that's come out in support of this idea.
There have been plenty of options for parliamentarians to state their views. Very few of the openly identifying diverse in gender and sexuality politicians in Parliament, which surprisingly are all white males, haven't actually come out in strong support of votes in Parliament until the last 24, 48 or so hours. What do you put down to the fact that people like Tim Wilson, Trent Zimmerman and Brisbane's Trevor Evans have now decided to completely ditch the plebiscite, postal or otherwise, and are saying, we've got to vote for this in Parliament now?
Well, I think it's a great sign of the diverse views that exist in the coalition, that some of these views are finally being aired publicly. There is a diversity of views in relation to the plebiscite, and definitely in relation to the postal vote, in the coalition. So it's critical at this stage that we do have people who are prepared to speak out against any more delay. The members that you mentioned, they're very strong supporters of marriage equality, and up until this point, they did faithfully prosecute the responsibility that they felt that they had with the government to support a plebiscite. But obviously, you know, there's a broad range of views in relation to it. And Tim Wilson has been, you know, quite unequivocal with his media interviews, saying that while he did prosecute the plebiscite, he did say that his preference has always been a vote in Parliament. And Dean Smith is obviously taken the lead in this regard by saying that a vote in Parliament is actually the most conservative and traditional way of dealing with issues of politics and of legislation. And the idea of going to the people for some sort of direct democracy, one that's not going to be binding, mind you, is really outrageous. And we really should expect our politicians to represent us, as they do on any other number of pieces of legislation every other day of parliamentary sitting.
Ivan, it's interesting you mentioned that the comment has been that it is the most conservative way to get marriage equality. It reminds me of the comment that the former British Conservative Prime Minister David Cameron said, "I am not a supporter of marriage equality in spite of being a conservative. I support marriage equality because I am a conservative," which completely undercut any other arguments that could have existed at any time on that. What are you expecting from the Liberal Party room and then overall the Coalition Party room? Because obviously someone like Trevor Evans is a little bit conflicted because he belongs to a co-join party which has the bulk of its parliamentarians are very reactionary, very right-wing and very anti-marriage equality. But he sits almost by himself in a way. Are we going to expect some sort of bill that will give us everything we want? Or are we expecting something that's going to have religious exemptions, exemptions for cake bakers, florists, and bookers of reception venues?
Well, I guess there's two questions there. One, what are we expecting from the party room as a result of these MPs and senators challenging the status quo and challenging the current policy that the government has? And then the second one is in relation to the bill that we could be expecting to see in a matter of time. In relation to the party room, it's going to be a test, isn't it? The Liberal Party prides itself on a tradition of being a broad church, of allowing its members to advocate for issues that are significant to them, of being able to freely vote in relation to issues that are significant to both them and their communities. And what we're seeing at the moment is certain members like George Christensen, who voted against a government bill in relation to penalty rates, without penalty. We're seeing Conservative MPs denouncing people like Trevor and Tim and Trent for expressing their views. So it's going to be a trying time for the Coalition, because what these MPs are going to be expecting is that they're going to have the same freedom that George enjoyed only a matter of months ago to express their views in support of marriage equality and in support of changing policy in relation to how to move forward on it. In relation to the bill, it's a very interesting point because what we're advocating for is marriage equality, not new forms of discrimination and prejudice inflicted upon the LGBTI community. We haven't seen the bill yet, but we have spoken quite solidly on the issue of religious exemptions and freedom of religion, which is framed as freedom of religion, but some others have framed it as religious privilege. This idea that it's not about having your own religious beliefs protected, but more the way in which you can use your religious beliefs to inflict your faith on others, and that is a tension that we need to make sure doesn't step into the realms of new discrimination that the LGBTI community in Australia are largely protected from by anti-discrimination law. So the first step is dealing with the process, and seeing if we can actually get Parliament to consider a marriage equality bill. And then the second step in that process, simplifying things remarkably, is looking at a bill and seeing whether that bill is achieving marriage equality or something else entirely.
The things that the listeners can do now is clearly what your website says. Talk to your parliamentarians. Keep them on notice, particularly if they're a government member. And if you're in Queenslanders, obviously the bulk of our listeners aren't a queer radio, to talk to your local federal member, particularly the LNP member, and get them to do the right thing, which, as you said, is parliamentary voting, because that's what they're there
to do. Absolutely. We've got a really great campaign that we've been running for the last 8 months or so, which is calling on parliamentarians to demand a free vote. So we're actually asking parliamentarians to themselves demand a free vote in Parliament. The campaign that we're running actually targets our supporters in the coalition, so MPs in the coalition that support marriage equality, and we're challenging them to be champions for marriage equality, to turn that support into action, to turn that support into changing the law as it stands. And so it's a supportive, encouraging mechanism, and we'd encourage all of your listeners to go to demandafreevote.com.au, and that provides them with a form letter. They can send that form letter, but they can get rid of that form letter and send their own message or add their own message to it, and they can use that form as often as they want. So the important thing about the form is it doesn't go to just their own MP. It goes to all of the coalition supporters of marriage equality that we're trying to inspire to be champions for marriage equality. Great opportunity to do so now, but we need to make sure that in this critical moment in time, we empower these coalition MPs like Trent and Tim and a huge number of MPs that haven't said anything about marriage equality yet. We're trying to empower them to be champions of change.
Ivan, thank you so much for inspiring words, leading a campaign, and we pray and hope and believe that by the end of 2017, marriage equality be well and truly within Australia.